Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. It's a fact, ladies, and here's the reason Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. So you can see that means more meat for your money. You get top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top grade beef. For example, when you buy a Kroger cut porterhouse steak, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. You don't pay steak price for stringy meat and excess waste. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store, get Kroger cut beef, and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Different people see the same thing in different ways. Freddie Lang feels that Peg Martin and her daughter Julie are going to Barry Carlton's mansion as part of Peg's scheme to take Barry away from Penny. Penny feels that it's no such thing. In fact, she says to Julie,
"Oh, Julie, I've never seen you look so lovely.
Is this dress really all right, Aunt Penny?"
"Oh, darling, it's beautiful.
Uncle Barry, you like it?"
"I don't see how he can help but like it. Now, look, you better run back upstairs and finish dressing. Uncle Barry will be here in a minute."
"But you are dressed, Aunt Penny."
"I'm not going with you, Julie."
"What?"
"Nope, wasn't invited."
"Why not?"
"Oh, maybe because I've seen the mansion."
"Oh. Is it really like a castle, Aunt Penny?"
"Just like a castle in a fairy story, Julie."
"Does it have a princess and a tower and a place where dragons get killed?"
"Well, it doesn't have a princess or any dragons, but it does have a tower. And a beautiful queen who's very old."
"Uncle Barry's mother is a queen?"
"Well, not in the strict sense of the word, Julie, but she looks as though she were a queen. And that's the important thing."
"Do I curtsy when I go in and see her?"
"No, darling, I don't think you have to do that as long as you're polite. And I know you'll be polite."
"Oh, I have to be. Mommy says I have to be very polite."
"You just be the way you always are, darling. And I'm sure that..." "Oops, there's your Uncle Barry now. You better hurry upstairs and finish dressing."
"All right, Aunt Penny, I'll hurry. But I'll tell Mommy to hurry."
"Don't rush too much, darling. I'm sure Uncle Barry will wait for you."
"Oh, good evening, darling."
"Hello, Barry."
You're going to think I'm an awful stoop. Unless you think so already."
"Why?"
"I ought to have my head examined. I didn't realize it till I started up the front walk."
"What in the world are you talking about?"
"Oh, gosh, I was afraid no one would tell you. I guess I didn't because..."
"Barry,
I didn't
come
think
in
was...
and sit down. Peggy and Julie will be down in just a minute."
"Oh, then you do know."
"Yes, I do know. You think you're the only person in the world who tells me things?"
"Penny, I don't blame you now if you're angry
I'm
with
not
me.
Angry with you. I'm just puzzled, that's all. I certainly don't understand why you didn't tell me."
"Well, because I just didn't think it was important enough. Maybe you think I'm lying to you,
why
but
should you lie to me? Why should I think you're lying?"
"Well, I should have had enough sense to tell you about tonight. I might have known when I came to call for them that I'd bump right into you. I feel so stupid."
"Don't feel that way about it, Barry. It's a very nice thing you're doing for Julie."
"That's the only reason I'm doing this. You know it. And, Penny, you know why I didn't ask you at the same time, don't you?"
"Look, you don't think my feelings are hurt because I'm left out, do you?"
"I hope not. You see the mansion almost every day, and you know what would happen if Mother got her hands on you tonight. You'd have your nose in a ledger all evening."
"Oh, I don't know how she talks me into working after dinner, but she always does."
"You'd like one night of rest for me and for Mother, too, now, wouldn't you?"
"Barry, I'm looking forward to a quiet evening at home with pleasure."
"Good, then you do understand, do you?"
"Yes, of course
I
do."
"And you're not angry?"
"No, darling, I'm not angry. You haven't done exactly the right thing in this matter, but if you always did the right thing, then you'd be perfect, and I wouldn't want you to be perfect."
"Don't worry. You'll never be able to accuse me of being perfect. The only thing you'll ever be able to accuse me of is being in love with you. I plead guilty to that on all counts."
"Will you stay guilty?"
"Yes, Your Honor."
The sentence is pretty stiff.
As long as it's a two-word sentence, I do, I'll be more than satisfied to spend the rest of my life tied to your apron string.
Oh, you put me in the kitchen to do the dishes already, have you?
Don't tell me I have to dry them.
You certainly will.
Hmm. Wonder if they make a fella do dishes in the Foreign Legion.
Oh, it does.
Penny,
mm-hmm.
We're announcing our engagement in the paper this Sunday. Don't you think we ought to set a date for the wedding?
Yep, I suppose we should. Has your mother been talking to you?
Uh-huh. She's more anxious than we are. Did she tell you that, too?
No, she did. I wonder why she does want us to marry so soon.
Probably because she doesn't have much faith in my stability. Maybe she's afraid my feeling for you is just another one of my passing fancies.
And is it?
Oh, you know it isn't. I won't say all the things I know I ought to say at a time like this. I can't say them. I'm not built that way. All I know is that I've never felt about anyone in my whole life the way I feel about you. As long as I have eyes that see, I'm satisfied to look at no one but you. As long as I have ears that hear, I'll be content to hear no other voice but yours.
That was a very lovely speech, Barry.
Well, if it was, it was pure luck. I'm not very good at saying things I want to say. At least not when I'm being serious.
Oh, darling, you don't have to say anything. Words don't really mean very much. We aren't in love with each other because we said we were in love. No, we were in love long before we tried to put our feelings into words. So, let's not...
Barry!
Yes, Peg?
Julie and I will be down in just a minute. Sorry we've kept waiting.
It's all right, Peg. What were you saying, Penny?
Nothing important. Nothing that we don't already know, Barry. Look, have a nice time tonight, darling, and show Julie a good time. She's been excited about this all day.
Well, I hope she's not disappointed.
No, I don't think she will be. For your sake, though, I hope she doesn't ask too many questions you can't answer. Oh, golly, what questions that child can ask.
Oh, Uncle Barry, that's the biggest clock I've ever seen. It's even bigger than a man.
Yes, and it's older than the oldest man on Earth, too, Julie. Mother tells me it's 200 years old.
Is that older than your mommy?
Yes, slightly. Come on in here. I'll show you the library.
All right. Why are the doors in your castle so big, Uncle Barry? Did giants live here once?
Well, yes, in a way. A giant built it.
All by himself?
No. I was referring to my father. He was a big man. Not in size so much as in importance. He liked big things. Here. Look at this library, for instance.
Oh, it has a porch, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a balcony, Julie.
I've never seen a porch inside a house before. Why is it in here instead of outside?
Well, this room is almost two stories high, Julie, and there has to be a balcony, or porch, as you call it, so that we can get at the books up there.
Oh, lucky! A stairs that goes round and around.
Uh-huh. That's a spiral staircase.
I bet you get dizzy when you slide down the banister, don't you, Uncle Barry?
I'm sure I would if I tried. Now, let's go this way, into the main entrance hall. Hey, Julie, do you like goldfish?
Oh, yes. Oh, lucky! A big pool with a fountain. Is it for swimming?
Yes, but only for goldfish. Although, I tried swimming in it when I was about your size.
Oh, it's beautiful, Uncle Barry.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had a little lake at Aunt Penny's house.
Well, I'm afraid this is a little large for Penny's house, Julie. There. See? Fish swimming in and out of their castle.
Uh-huh. Is that where they live?
Yeah, that's where they live.
I wouldn't like to be a fish.
You wouldn't? Why not?
Fish can't go any place where there isn't water.
Yeah.
And I have most of my fun out of the water.
Well, so do I, Julie.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, hello.
Good heavens, I thought I'd never find you.
Hi, Peg.
Mommy, we saw a room with a porch in it. And here's a pool with millions of fish in it.
Yes, isn't it lovely, Julie? Oh, Julie, dear, your Aunt Carrie is all alone. Wouldn't you like to go in and talk to her again?
Well, I want to see some more of Uncle Barry's castle. He says we can go up in the tower.
Well, we'll come and get you when it's time to go up in the tower. Your Aunt Carrie would like to talk to you.
All right, Mommy. You won't go to the tower and forget to take me, will you, Uncle Barry?
No, Julie, I promise I won't. Now, can you find your way back to Mother?
Oh, yes, I can find her. She's in a big room where I can walk in the fireplace to come.
All right.
Oh, Barry, she's getting such a thrill out of this. I can't thank you enough for this evening.
Well, I'm getting a kick out of this myself. You know, I never realized there was so much to see in this house. Well, do you and Mother have a nice talk?
Oh, yes. She's a delightful woman, Barry.
Well, she's nice to the people she likes, and anything but nice to the people she doesn't like.
Well, then we must have passed.
Mm-hmm.
Or she's being nice to us for your sake. She seemed to be crazy about Julie at dinner this evening.
It's easy to be crazy about that daughter of yours, Peg. You know how dangerous her charm is, though, don't you?
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
Nothing. You know. Here, come on, I'll show you our rogues gallery.
Barry, what did you mean about Julie's charm?
Well, nothing important. Just a compliment to Julie's winning ways. Now, here are paintings of my family from way back. Mostly on my father's side, of course. Mother's family was too normal for this sort of thing. There's Obadiah Carlton, who started the ball rolling with a $10 bill in 1817. Died in 1839 with an Indian arrow in his heart and $500,000 in his bank. And that's his son Oscar next to him.
You look a great deal like him.
Looks don't count. He took his father's $500,000 and turned it into $10 million by 1889. All I've done so far is spend money.
A man's money doesn't interest me as long as he does. Oh, who's that next to Oscar?
Oh, that's my father. He took Oscar's $10 million and built it into, well, too many millions to count.
Then why should you worry about making more? What did they accomplish in their lives that you can't accomplish with a modest job and modest living?
Well, I have no intentions of adding to the Carlton fortune. But I don't want to ruin it, either.
You won't.
I hope not.
I'm glad you showed me your family, Barry. It makes me understand you so much better. I know now why I like you so much. Feel as if I have to lean on you a little. There's something so solid about you.
Well, there's my bank account.
Oh, I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about your background as a person. Your family. The prestige of being a Carlton. The responsibility of being a Carlton. It's not your money, it's your strength as a person that makes you so attractive.
Is that a confession of some sort, Peg?
Would you think I was awful if I did confess to you?
No, not at all. Funny, but as I look at you, I'm inclined to want to make a confession of my own.
Is Peg Martin making progress in her efforts to undermine the happiness of Penny Gibbs? Is Barry showing a sudden interest in Peg, or does he see through her scheme? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger cut rib roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waste and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy end. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But mind you, you can get Kroger cut beef only at your neighborhood Kroger store. So go there as soon as you can. Step up to the meat counter and ask the Kroger meat man for Kroger cut beef. You'll get delicious and juicy and tender beef. And you'll get more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again Monday, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.